This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The federal eviction moratorium expires in 3 days, the 31st of July. Yes, billions of dollars in rent relief has been approved by Congress, but only a small fraction of that money has gotten into the hands of renters and the landlords who need it. A new report from the Aspen Institute says more than 15 million people live in houses that are behind on their rent, and at least half of those households expect eviction notices come next month, disproportionately, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, people of color.
The government has been trying to get the word out about the aid to both renters and landlords. But Zach Newman with the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project says there are a few reasons the news isn't reaching people or it's taking a long time.
If you don't have access to technology, if maybe English is not your first language, it's even harder to access the money.
Tiffany McCall in Georgia is one of the people who hadn't heard the news about rent assistance.
No, I haven't. Any help that I can get as soon as possible would be great.
But she is online, and she's been looking for more work. She's a certified nurse assistant who hasn't been able to work enough hours to make rent. She says she received an eviction notice last week.
So my plan was to either go to the shelter, and if that wasn't available, just live out of my car until I find something else.
McCall says she's stressed and worried about providing for her 8-year-old daughter. Along with more than half of all renters who don't know about the federal aid, only 40% of landlords do, according to Abby Bosehart with the Urban Institute. She says getting evicted does damage that goes far beyond losing your home.
And it impacts everything from your education to your employment to your mental and physical health.
And Bosehart points to data that show the people who are at most risk of eviction are also among the least likely to be vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.